Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Happens next with the Louisville Improvisers.
I miss the yarn place they used to be.
Oh, the Knit Nook?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see those women around every once in a while.
Where?
Bus stops. Knitting. They still knit.
Where do they get their yarn?
I don't know, maybe a wholesaler. I think maybe in Jeff. Is there like a yarn warehouse?
Here's your coffee, guys.
Oh, hey, thanks for getting it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, they usually bring it to... Oh, okay.
Well, thank you, man. Well,
yeah, he was headed this way, so...
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, well...
All right.
Well, it's good to be here. Well, so, you guys know I called Susan. So
you did? You called her?
Yeah.
And I told her this is an official visit, or an official meeting, or...
Okay. I'm really nervous about this.
Well, we all decided we need a baby.
Well, I know, but I'm still nervous about the whole responsibility thing of bringing another child into this world.
Another?
What
are you doing?
I didn't...
You have a kid?
Yeah.
A live one?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't... Wait. That sounded weird.
It did.
I hope. I mean, I haven't talked to her in a long time.
That's what I meant.
What? Where is she?
She's in Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah. He's always cryptic about the Mexican years. So Susan's going to meet us up here at Highland Coffee, and I tell her, even though we know each other, this is official, this is, you know, she's not just going to give us a baby. We need to earn it.
Okay.
I'm sure there's that protocol.
Are we going to meet out on the patio or inside?
No, just smoking, no. Let's meet inside.
There we are.
We have to get used to, you know, not smoking around the baby or talking
about smoking?
Yeah.
Or talking around the baby?
Yeah. Well, no, we can talk around the baby. We just can't talk about smoking.
What do you think she's going to ask us?
I don't know. I mean, she's a pro, so, I mean, we need to be on our, you know, we may need to prove. I don't know. Well, obviously, but I don't
what?
Know.
What?
Well, I was just going to say citizenship, but I think we can all prove that, right?
Can you?
We have the accolades to prove it.
Yeah. I mean, we've got that, you know, Best of Louisville award. I mean, come on, that counts. They don't give those to foreigners.
Hey, I got a text from Travis.
Travis?
Yeah.
Is that deadbeat?
He apologizes for leaving without saying anything.
Yeah.
And, but he got an offer to join an improv troupe in Minsk.
Yeah. Good. Well, he's dead to me, so I don't care.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
That's a conversation for another day.
Yeah, I mean, no, we got to get our head in the game.
I just thought of it. I just, you know.
Well, thank you. No, I mean, when we ask about old business, you can bring that up. But right now, this is current business. Oh.
There she is.
Okay, here. Susan, over here.
Hey.
Hey, Susan. Hey.
Oh, come on in.
Hi,
come on.
Here,
move your book bag, Alex.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay.
And,
I'm all right.
We got you a chai latte. I don't know if that's what you drink.
That's great. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, gosh. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Well, yeah. I'm curious.
Well,
yeah.
We're all a little nervous. We know you professionally.
Right.
We've all worked with you in some capacity, but
right.
That's not what we want. We're not here to talk theater business.
Oh.
Yeah, this isn't... Yeah. This is a... Well, we're all... as a group, the three of us, we're interested in having a baby. And we know you're a doula, probably the top doula in town.
Wow. Oh, that's exciting.
Well, thank you. And look, we knew that, you know, when it comes to, you know, delivering babies, you actually deliver them, do you?
Well,
yeah.
I'm more of an educator, and, you know, I help the mother birthing the baby. I sort of assist her and support.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. So you help the mother. You don't deliver babies.
Well, I have.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, well,
that's a weird word. We need one delivered.
Yeah, to the house, to the manor.
You want a home birth?
we don't care how it gets here.
The home birth is good.
That's good. No, we're into natural. Natural is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've got a bathtub. Is that mm-hmm. usually the way it's
perfect? Yes,
okay. Good.
Perfect.
Okay. Does it have to be hooked up?
The bathtub?
It's a good idea. Oh, I mean, all unless right. you have a stove and you could boil some water on there.
Okay.
No, call Andy.
Call Andy. Bring that.
I'll
bring
make
it
sure
inside.
That gets on. I gets that.
Move
the
that.
Yeah.
Move the tub to the top of the list.
Yeah. Okay.
Take the marigolds out. We'll have to put the marigolds.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be really clean. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right, that's good. And
So, do you have woman in mind to?
Oh, so we
carry
have to
this baby?
Okay. Okay. This is why we call it professional.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
We need to provide the woman.
What's a good? Well, yes.
Okay. Okay.
I think so. I don't. Yes.
Okay. Okay. No. This is. First of all, we have a relationship. That's great. So I mean, maybe these these are stupid questions, but we don't.
No. Not stupid. I just.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you
just
know
the feel for the situation?
Yeah, you were trying to find out the parameters. So, like, what if? And I don't know if this comes up, but you know a couple, and this is sort of a hypothetical.
Okay.
And you know, maybe things aren't so good.
Oh, okay.
You know, maybe like having a baby was a good idea, and you know, all of a sudden, like they're splitting up, but she doesn't want to keep the baby.
Sure.
Do you have any kind of sort of not necessarily a refund policy, but what do you do with the extra baby? Are there extra babies? Is I guess what I'm asking.
Well, that would be an adoption issue.
Oh.
So
okay.
There would be, that might be a situation where we would involve other parties.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Okay.
You know,
okay. Good. Alex, start writing this stuff down.
I am. Okay. I'm doing it on my phone.
So your advice, if I'm hearing this correct, your advice is that we find a woman.
Yes, who's willing to carry
our baby.
Yes, your baby.
And we'd like to have sort of all of us.
The best of all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there are some techniques that could be used to facilitate that desire.
Can you do that?
Alex was showing us some videos.
I have resources that, maybe I could hook you up with some resources to help you make that happen for yourselves.
Okay, sort of a, yeah.
Would be like a blender situation?
Yeah,
something in like there, yes.
Like a Cuisinart situation?
Like a
well, the Cuisinart works. I mean, I don't know.
Is it clean?
I don't think it needs to be that vigorous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Something a little less.
Okay. All right.
Well, first of all, that answers one of my questions. So,
thank you. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Good. All right. So we have a surrogate, and
okay, perfect.
Well, I think we have a couple of people in mind.
We have later on today. We have some auditions lined up.
Oh,
yeah.
Great!
Yeah. I mean, I think it's for the group, but
and it is in a way.
Well, it is for. I mean, it's for the greater the
betterment
good,
of the group.
The betterment of the group. Okay. And
who do we leave all this to? I mean, we're starting to feel pretty introspective.
Yeah.
One night over cordials and we started to think who gets all of this when we're gone.
It's empire. I mean, Susan, we've been around for a while, and what's it all for? I mean, you have children.
Yes.
Right?
It's sort of a legacy, right?
Right.
You know that.
You're doing your biological,
duty.
Your boys are going to be there, right?
That's right.
We want that.
Hopefully, yeah.
If they make it through their teen years.
That's right.
Right.
How old are your boys now?
They're 14 and 12.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's working out?
So far, so good, yeah.
They're still living at your place?
They are living at our place still.
Mm-hmm.
Still. Because that's something to think about.
Yeah.
They need a place to live. The baby will need a place to live until it's 18 at least.
Well, we have rooms upon rooms.
Yeah, right. we have a whole manor. I know we've invited you out. You haven't been out yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you need a place. Someone has to be with the baby all the time.
24 hours a day?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Until they're about, 11 or 12 years old.
Seriously?
Yes. They can't be left alone.
Well, okay. That's good. No, we need to know this stuff,
right,
guys.
Right. Right. You might consider like a parenting class.
Okay.
If you are want to continue,
yeah,
I think it's a good idea. And you know, I'm going to help you a little bit with that, but.
Do you teach them, or?
I don't, but I parented. I could do an informal.
Oh, thank you.
Sort of.
So we could use you as a, like, you know, if we can call,
sure,
call you all hours of the night, like, the baby's crying, what do?
I would try to work that in before the middle of the night. I would try and get some education in before the middle of the night.
Okay.
So you would be.
Not in, so, not a, in the moment. We're not a, not a.
Right.
We want to be preemptive.
Preemptive.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Good word.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Good
right.
word. You don't want to get to that place.
No.
Excellent. Okay. So that's good.
So I want to, when we get, we make our decision this afternoon, mm-hmm, and we
right.
have a surrogate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we use the appliance to make this happen.
Do we, yeah, do we,
you
do,
know?
Do we do the insemination ourselves?
You can. Oh.
Hey, I've got a turkey baster.
What? Is that really?
I'm telling you, it's a real thing.
It's a real. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Is that just?
It's a real thing.
Okay.
If
we've
it
got
works,
it.
Right?
So you got that part covered.
Excellent.
Okay. Good.
It finally came in handy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Good. It's clean, right?
Did you rinse it out?
It will be.
Yeah. It's still in the dishwasher from Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, the dishwasher hasn't. I haven't.
You haven't.
I don't like to run it until it's full.
No, I understand that.
Okay. Well, you could pick one up at Target. A clean one.
Oh, should get a new one?
You
maybe.
You could. Yeah, I would.
It's a baby. Let's
do you think
let's
they
buy
have
one.
Them at the dollar store though?
Sure.
Okay. Good.
Check
okay.
it out. Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper than Target.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and it's the same stuff.
Maybe
yeah.
get a few. Just.
Yeah.
One for each of us.
Okay.
Okay. Put
okay,
our, get a Sharpie
idea.
So we put our.
Yeah, we want to know.
Right, but we each have one. We go and we do it, and then we don't know. Maybe it all mixes inside, right?
Well, ew.
I'm not sure that's exactly how it works, but.
Susan, that's an excellent question.
Try.
How does it work?
Well, usually it's just one sperm and one egg. Sometimes
okay.
more than one sperm and more than one egg, and then you get twins.
Oh, man.
Multiples, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
not a
always
bad
a possibility.
That's
see,
not
twins
a bad idea.
Twins would be great because then one could take care of the other.
And we wouldn't have to be there as much.
Right.
Well.
No, I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong impression. We want to be there.
Yeah, you're going to need to be there. It's going to be. Because, you know, you have to feed the baby, and if the baby has... You know, needs to have the diaper changed.
Right,
or,
right. Damn.
You know, is
yeah.
ill, something like that. You're going to have to be there to make sure that, and when the baby starts walking,
right.
dangerous things can mm-hmm. happen.
We're going to have to baby proof the place.
You're going to have to baby proof.
So we'll have manner? To get that door fixed.
Well, we're going to, that knob is, I moved that just before the tub.
Okay.
The doorknob.
Mm. Yeah, we want a secure closing door.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I didn't walk till I was three.
Okay. They usually walk before that.
Okay, yeah, my mom told me I was kind of lazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was nice. She carried me everywhere.
Well, so. That's nice.
Yeah, well, I'd give that up.
So if you have a baby that doesn't want to walk till they're three, you're going to need to carry it. So you'll need to be there for that as well.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
What? We should write these things down.
I am. I'm writing about all
okay.
this.
Put it on your phone.
Carry baby.
Carry
what?
Baby.
I don't know if you call them props. Let's go for what props will we need?
Yeah, what props will we need?
You'll need diapers.
Okay.
Okay.
And you'll need, you know, warm clothes for the winter.
Yeah, it gets
warm
cold.
Baby clothes, blankets.
Okay.
You'll need a place for the baby to sleep.
Baby, okay.
That is safe, that doesn't have a lot of covers and pillows and fluffy things.
Oh.
Until they get old enough to...
You could get rid of... Chris, this is an opportunity for you to minimalize all your throw pillows.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. No, I mean...
And the shag rug, he's got a shag rug that is at least 18
inches. I mean, I don't know if you know this. I'm sentimental. It was from my room as a child. And I actually didn't have a bed for the first 6 years of my life. I slept on the carpet. I mean, it was good. It was comfortable.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it was like a warm blanket. But I can do that.
Well, you could keep the rug in a place that the baby is not.
Right. It's not an all or nothing thing, is what you're
saying. I think so.
You make it a wall hanging, like some
tapestry.
See, we all have to work together here. We're all going to have to make sacrifices,
right?
And so the baby can eat pretty much anything, right? He can eat what we eat.
At first, the baby will have to have. But I'm assuming if you don't have a woman on the spot, you're going to have to give the baby a bottle of formula.
Oh, so yeah, that's right. Because I was breastfed.
Well, you'll need, yes.
Formula.
So, right.
What's the formula?
Well, it's something you'll have to purchase it. You mix it with water.
Okay.
And it's got vitamins. And, you know, breastfeeding is really the best. But since you're not going to have someone to breastfeed, unless you can convince someone to pump milk
for you. A wet nurse? Do they still have those?
Excellent idea, but I'm not sure I know of any wet nurses.
Okay. Well, there's a wet
nurse. You could ask around.
Like the wet nurse in Romeo and Juliet, right?
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. Well,
it's a dying art.
Karina Strange is a nurse.
She is, and which she might do it for us.
She might.
Knowing Karina, yeah.
She might.
I mean, she's, because, well, the thing is.
Hey, what about Helga that lives at the end of the road?
No,
How old is she?
Yeah, Helga.
68.
I think she just had I went to her last birthday party. I think she's 68.
Yeah.
She most likely is not going to produce milk.
I mean, she's always got kids around.
Well.
And I see, I saw her. Anyway, I mean, it wasn't a good image. I saw her with a. Okay. Anyway, let's just say I walked by and some young guy had his. She had her shirt open, and...
What are you talking about, man?
Are
you okay, Chris?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I saw something I wish I had. At first, I thought she was breastfeeding, and I realized that the kid's 20 and she's 68, and I realized I walked in on something I didn't need to see.
You bring up... This episode is making me need to ask, Susan, how... emotionally healthy do we all need to be for this, right?
Well, do you mean me?
Well, I mean all of us. We all have our things.
As a group, yeah.
We're in therapy together. We go to...
We have a group.
Right. Well, that's good. That's great. That's a great start. And, you know, I think there are plenty of people who raise babies with all manner of emotional health. So I do advise... stability.
Alex.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been at the Manor now consistently for 4 months.
But you're a bit of a drifter.
I know, but I've been there for the last 4 months. I spent every night at the Manor.
Yeah, but then how about those 3 months you weren't there?
I know.
And we didn't know for the first, month or two where you were?
Well, you didn't even miss me for the first month.
Okay, that's a side issue.
And then
you all might want to not argue a lot in front of the baby. That's definitely something you want to...
Good, guys. Guys.
To a minimum.
Okay. We don't really argue. They pick on me.
That's not a good thing, you guys, really.
We don't, no.
Babies can get... Their self-esteem.
Yeah.
I think the baby will probably understand pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I think the babies are smart.
The baby's going to understand where we're coming from.
Okay.
But you make an excellent point. Yeah, because I was raised in a volatile house, and so I think even tones.
But you're fine.
Even tones is great.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm fine. I've never felt better.
Yeah, this is the best time to do this.
I think emotionally, and spiritually, and financially.
I'm willing to commit to this, guys.
Are you?
Yeah, I really am.
Because we need to. You know, it's that whole yes and thing.
Well, someone has to oversee the renovation, right?
So we can do both, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be home.
I'm going to be home.
Right.
Because Andy can't do it by himself.
We have Andy Pyle out at the house fixing it up.
Oh, great.
You know
choice.
Andy, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we all did a show together.
We did.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think.
Yeah.
In some form or another.
Yeah. It's all a show, isn't it?
Exactly.
Does anybody need Greek yogurt?
Well,
I'm going to the counter.
Yeah, go to the counter. Can you? God, you're psychic, man. No, I don't. Not Greek yogurt, but can you get me some of the granola?
Just a fistful.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, just so much for me.
Okay.
They'll throw
a little pouch ready.
Hey, Chris, do you have an Advil in my
fanny pack?
Yeah,
I got an Advil. I have one Dilaudid. Do you?
Just half of it.
Okay, just take half.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take the other half.
There's plenty of room in there for, like, pacifiers.
Yeah.
You might need a bigger bag than a fan.
Weetabix.
No, you don't. That Weetabix. Thing is pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, because you're going to have to put diapers and bottles in there.
That means we're going to take some stuff out.
And, you know, you need wipes.
Wait a minute. What do you're that we have to take the baby out with us?
We don't have to, but if you go out, you need to take the baby out.
Because you can't leave. And I don't want to speak for Susan, but we can't leave the baby at home alone.
Very good.
We leave the dog at home.
We have a dog.
Dog?
When did we get a dog?
About a month ago.
Well, really?
That's another thing. Is it like babies?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I found her.
Has it ever been? Has the dog been around babies ever?
I'm not really sure. I found her.
Oh. You found the doggy?
Yeah, she was down by the river.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of room out there.
No, I've got her in the basement right now, tied up.
Oh.
Oh, that's really.
Well, you know, I go down and I feed her every night. She seems to be fine.
That sounds like a hostage situation.
Did you walk the dog? Or
like there's a lot of rope.
Oh. There's a lot of rope. Did you name the dog Patty Hearst? What the hell you got going on?
Wow. It's topical.
That book just came out. Yeah.
I just read it.
Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me. I was around San Francisco in the Bay Area when that happened, so it's very...
The Lebanese... What?
The Lebanese...
No, Symbionese Liberation Army.
Yes.
Right. Yes, LA.
What was her name? What was her...
Patty Hearst.
No, but what was her
name? Tanya.
Tanya, right.
Tanya.
Oh, yeah.
And then, years later, I'm, at the cheese board in Berkeley. I don't know if you guys, any of you guys have been in Berkeley, but Wendy Yoshimura, her roommate... was working at the cheese board. I guess she
got out of prison.
Got out of can and was working at a cheese place, Collective, in North Berkeley.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys hang out?
We didn't, but I went in there once and before I was lactose intolerant, I said, Wendy, keep up the good fight. And
All right, granola for you.
You granola.
Susan, you need anything?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay. It's on the group.
Anything? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm okay, thank you.
You're writing.
Latte's delicious, thank okay. you.
I'll be right back.
Okay, so ask us, we need to know this stuff, Susan. So are there papers we need to sign?
Well, I think the first thing we should do is find a surrogate.
Oh, okay.
And then we need to get her pregnant.
Right.
Okay.
And then we would regroup, and I would meet with you all, and we would talk about the birth.
Okay.
And, you know, what kind of birth she wanted. It might be good if you all took birthing classes.
Okay.
And then, we'd have a baby.
I think that's everything that we can do. You know, this is great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I am too. So do you have a list of women? Like really fertile women?
I know a couple women who have been surrogates.
Yeah?
I do.
Is there a difference between a surrogate and a surrogate?
Oh, no, it's a surrogate. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, I just thought you kept... I'm sorry. I didn't mean to point that out.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking Sarah.
Don't do that in front of the baby, okay?
That's not nice.
Don't be a dick in front of the baby.
Yeah, I can't help it. I'm sorry, Susan, once again.
That's okay.
This occurred to me while I was in line. Do we want a boy or a girl?
Oh, I think we need to pick first, don't you think? I don't want any surprises.
I'm not sure you get a choice. Well, there are techniques.
Oh,
there are techniques?
Positions?
Well, there are positions,
maneuvers?
But there's also not exactly maneuvers, but there are...
Not like what you did the other night.
Hey. But there are positions, and there's timing. Timing issues.
Well, yes.
For the ovulation. The ovulation occurs, if the ovulation occurs, and she's impregnated late in the ovulation process,
means
you're more likely to have...
Not time. You don't mean timing. Like,
really?
Because I'm comfortably within the 2 to 5 minute...
I'm not sure that's going to come into play.
Okay.
Not in this situation.
So it's not, it's and once again, I don't want to speak for Susan.
That's probably good.
No, I made that mistake years ago. First, thank you. I hadn't been slapped in a long time, but so thank you, Susan.
It's okay. I've forgotten it already.
Thank you. But it's not the length of the time. It's the quality of the time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's fair.
You only need one shot, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. Because we're not getting, I mean, obviously you know us, but, and it's probably hard to tell from looking at us, we're not, obviously, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, none of us is getting any young.
No, and improv years are very different from
regular years.
Yeah. So it's in between, like, the regular years and a dog's years.
Yeah. It depends on the amount of festivals, and we've done a lot of festivals.
Right. We've done too many. Yeah. I think that's it. We're just tired of being on the road.
Do you remember that West African tour?
Oh, God. I mean, it was great. But it's the last time I do a van tour, okay?
Yeah, in the middle
now,
of
the Now, do you all have to travel together when you do a festival?
Yeah. Yes.
We do. So you can take the baby when you do that to the festival?
We'll have to.
You could hire a nanny if you needed to, like, because you couldn't just leave the baby backstage. You'd have to have someone with the baby.
Okay.
Especially when the baby starts walking, because then you don't want to ingest
anything. We carry the baby on stage during our games. We could never play "What Am I Holding Again?"
Right? No, because they're going to yell out "baby" from now on.
Time. Unless you have the baby on your strapped on your back or something.
Yeah.
Like a carrier sling situation.
This may be getting ahead of the thing, but what about this whole concept of helicopter parenting? Mm-hmm. I've heard that term.
Right.
Is it good or bad?
Yeah, it's debatable.
Do you need a helicopter?
No.
Okay.
It's just not a literal interpretation. It actually just means you're constantly watching your child and constantly stepping into their battles and constantly all up in their business.
Well, that wouldn't be a problem with us.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Well, it
depends on what. Some people think it's the way to go, you know.
What kind of mother are you?
Well, I think I would not say. I would say.
Yeah, Chris.
Is that part of the interview process?
No, I'm sorry. It just sort of.
That's a little rude.
I'm a great mother.
Yeah, I don't mean that you're not, because obviously I've met your children, mm-hmm. both your boys, and I think you've done an excellent job, you and Mark.
Thank you.
And, and they're really good looking boys, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Put that down. We want a good-looking
kid. Yeah, we want.
Well, I already have that down.
I mean, because here's the deal, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes an ugly baby.
No, that's true.
Right? I mean, is that rude?
I never have.
The mothers really like their babies.
Really?
Yeah, but we're not going to have the mother around, are we?
That's true.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, like, apparently it really helps to have a woman involved, so maybe we need to, if she's a surrogate,
can we hire the surrogate as the nanny, maybe?
I do not know. You could ask. You know, that would be a... Then she could feed the baby, although she... Unless you're willing to hire her to live with you full-time, she couldn't...
Like a live-in housekeeper?
Yeah.
Exactly.
With benefits.
Yeah, 401k.
What... Well, we're talking, obviously, medical.
Yeah.
And we could probably throw on dental,
we're
right?
We're flexible on dental.
Okay. Yeah,
but
and eye care is, I mean, that's on her.
And we match to 2%.
Okay.
Sometimes, oftentimes, surrogates are already mothers and they have families. So it might be a little tricky, but you can ask.
Okay.
You know, you can ask around. You're going to, you know, who knows?
I don't know if I want someone who's done it before.
I mean, that's the thing, because...
Do you want a virgin?
No, well, it's like a refurbished iPhone.
Except it's a proven
if it still works.
Pelvis.
Yeah.
You know?
A proven pelvis? Yes.
Okay. Okay,
like alliteration there.
I got it.
Write down proven pelvis.
Proven pelvi.
Okay, but because she's done it.
She's done it.
That muscle is...
Exercised.
Yes.
Yes.
I was going to say well-oiled, but I think that's like a...
Well...
Probably is.
Uh-huh.
It probably is.
Yeah, well, that sounds good.
It'd be natural lubrication in this process.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So we're
going to need towels and put that down.
Okay.
Paper towels, wet wipes.
Yeah.
And clean basters.
A Swiffer.
Sure.
Yeah.
And a bucket.
Yeah, probably a bucket, too.
FYI.
I'm getting all this down to
one. Yeah, good.
Okay, so that's good. Well, let's take a look around the coffee shop. Maybe we can find somebody here.
Okay.
Well, I'm just...
So how are you going to approach her?
Chris has a speech. We've written a speech. Chris has a speech for
her. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Hold on, let me get it.
Get your notes.
Here, give me. Yeah. Okay. Hi. My name is Chris. What's yours? Thank you. Are you interested in having a baby with three different men?
Okay, I'm afraid you better back up. Wait a minute, hold on.
Okay, no, this is good.
So,
Alec, give me your pen.
Say, I think you should state your intentions first.
Oh.
We are looking for someone to carry a baby for us.
Oh, okay.
Try that.
Hi, my name is Chris. What's yours?
Loosen up.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know, normally, yeah. Hey, baby, what are you doing?
No, hold on.
Too loose?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. Please don't be startled. We are interested, me and my friends, Wave, Alec, Brian, we are interested in wondering if you are interested in being a surrogate for our baby. You look healthy and a good mother for a potential baby.
Huh. Okay. That's...
Better?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
You could just hand her a note that says check yes or no.
Oh, like in school?
Yeah.
You want to make sure she's super healthy, though. She'll have to be checked out.
Like, oh, so
you know,
there should be a test.
There should be a screening.
Yeah. That makes sense. Oh, see, yeah, that's excellent. See?
Like we're taking her to the gym?
Well, I'd suggest a doctor.
Oh, take her to the doctor?
Well, she doesn't have any. You do? Okay, good.
Okay. Alec has a team of physicians at
ready. Yeah, he's
at
got
the
a lot,
ready.
He's got a lot of issues. Okay. So, how'd that mole check out, by the way?